This is Sonic Boom Radio. I am Dr. Boom. Let's begin, shall we? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the music of Terry Riley.
Thank you.
Terry Riley and a Rainbow in Curved Hair from 1969. This is Sonic Boom Radio. I am your gracious host, Dr. Boom. Or you can call me Dr. B. Yo, down with the peeps, kid is yo. Where's it?
The other day, as I sat swaying in an earthly quake, I yelled up to the heavens, "Hey, for goodness sake, what's going on?" And to my surprise, I heard a telephone bell a-ringing. And then a little voice answered, "Hello?" The angel child, Liesel, my dearest friend, Liesel. Hi, Liesel. I almost cried to hear her darling voice. She said that Buddha was on the phone, on a different extension. And if I waited a while he finished his coffee, he would tell me some answers to questions I'd asked. It struck me rather numb at first to hear that Buddha drinks coffee. But I just said to myself, why not? Everything else lately is crazy. And then I heard a beautiful voice that said, and he went on to say, "Please don't mind the earthquakes, the rain, and the fire. It's just us here tying and welding the fields of light together." I know, he said, "and dark, and sometimes people die. But just know in your mind, death is a beautiful trip to a spaceship waiting to take you all home when you leave your bodies." "You mean," I said, "when we leave this broken plane, our real selves can go home?" "Oh yes," he replied, "there is no more reincarnation for people. But tell everyone, don't suicide. suicide or murder in order to go home. 'Cause then you go to the twilight zone, all gray and dark. And Baba and the boys have a terrible time getting you out. Oh Buddha, I'm so confused. But where do the animals go? The flies and the bugs, the mouses and the fish, the birds and the trees and the flowers. They die from here too. He laughed and said, "Don't worry about them. They are not like you and the others. They are the ones that truly belong to the idea of reincarnation." They'll incarnate till all of you are safe, all back home. And then all the gurus and the boys on this dimension will finish fixing up your broken game and take it up where it belongs, in the cosmos. And not where it is right now, resting on the motor. And the other creatures and trees will be still, happily reincarnating when the game is fixed. Is Jesus with you gluing the planes together? Oh no, he replied, still laughing. Jesus is on Earth. He never left, you see. And with Mohammed in the in-between, they have rescued dying people all these years single-handed to ease the pain of reincarnation. For the accident of your game made it impossible for you to get out. In all these years, Baba, who is Mohammed, took out but 20 boys to help him in this tragedy, for all the others were too afraid of dying. Where is Moses, I asked? Where is Confucius? Are they here too with me? And the Buddha said, where the broken earth is not earth, where you are, but the dimension to planes away is where Moses sits, giving all the children electric sound to you. And Confucius is in all the magnetic thought currents, trying to clean up the thoughts and make them pure. And I, the Buddha, have my boys on this side, welding and gluing and fixing. As you come home. Ethel, what does she do? I asked. Oh, she designs all of the new clothes for all of you that are trapped. I said goodbye and they hung up. And I was all alone, wishing I could be my real self again, the moon child. Then I would fly on my purple pillow to them and have a coffee.
Carl Ibanu and the Cosmic Telephone Call, Sonic Boom Radio, goodbye.